Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Tausig. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Tausig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tausig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tausig moves to second. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and has Tausig trapped. There's the throw to Mazeroski who tags Tausig for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Gatte moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Gatte tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schaefer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Taussig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taussig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taussig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Taussig reaches second base with a double. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Taussig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taussig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Taussig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field. Morin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morin. James goes all the way around to score. Lillis moves to second. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillis moves to third. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon who is chasing the ball. Warwick reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. Gatte goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Vinegar Bend Mizell now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Vinegar Bend Mizell. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards first. White reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Logan attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing third base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Tausig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess fires to first and picks off Boyer. One out. Don Tausig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tausig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tausig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lillis. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Grote applying the tag. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gatte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Clem Labine. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Earl Francis now pitching. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields the ball and throws to Francis covering. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Don Tausig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tausig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tausig hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Haddix pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bob Miller now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.